Hey, Matty, congratulations with Meg winning the last. You had to wait all day to get that winner, but it was worth it. Good, tough win by Meg.
Yeah, absolutely. She got exposed pretty early. They didn't go near as fast as I thought they would. On paper, I thought they'd really run along and she'd get a nice drop and an efficient sort of run. But she ended up, wanting to get on with the jump and pull and be exposed early, and showed a really good turn of foot up the rise and to quicken and put the field away, and then naturally was a bit of a sitting duck inside the last 100 after a run like that first up. But really wrapped with the result. She's always been a mare that showed good ability, and we went into yesterday, thinking she was well over the odds, and she proved that.
Matt, sometimes you mentioned being left in front, but sometimes a jockey has no alternative, and you almost got to just take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and just run with it. And I think Ellen did that yesterday, and I think it won the race.
Oh, 100%. And when I meant, I had no problems with the ride at all. Yeah. The race would pan out how we thought it would, and Ellen had no choice. Meg herself was just travelling way too strongly, and she had to pop out off that slower tempo and just, ride the horse, ride the race that unfolded. And yeah, you're right, that won the race. And Ellen's now won two Saturday races on that particular horse, which has been a great result. And wrap for the result. We thought last preparation with her going into first up that she'd run really well, and she ran poorly. She come out of it with a few little tweaks and issues that may have explained it, and we were keen on her again going into yesterday that she'd run well, great to get the job done.
Matt, you just touched on Ellen Hennessy, your winning ride yesterday. Gee, she continues to show a real remarkable improvement.
Absolutely, yeah. She was down our way for a number of years, down Canberra way, and riding here without a claim for some time, against the more seasoned riders. And once she went to Sydney with the 3-kilo claim, particularly in the off-season, it's a really big bonus to be able to take 3 kilos off and get these horses right down in the weights. And we've now won, I think I've won 4 or 5 metro races with Ellen aboard doing exactly that.
Yeah, no, she is riding really well. The stable is flying too, Matt. And Matt, I'd love to know where you're at with Cavalier Charles at the moment, who, my word's not yours, tell me if I'm wrong, probably is your stable star.
Yeah, look, I think he's my main horse for the Kosciuszko. I think he's got the right profile. He's come back really good. I've set him toward that race. We'll produce him around about a month before the Kosciuszko. He goes really, really well fresh, and looking at producing him about a month before, and then if he gets a ticket in, he'll then go second up a month in between into the Kosciuszko.
Nah, he's a good horse, yeah. And for Meg, where to next, Maddie?
So just working that out now. I'd like to sort of be able to plan for a black type assignment somewhere down the track. This preparation, as she steps out in trip and up in distance and through the preparation. So I'm just still mapping out exactly where to go with it, but she's still got a benchmark rating that can make her allow her to be placed efficiently in that 78 grade. So that's most likely where she'll head in about 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, no, she's going well. Yeah.
Matt, I might have got this wrong, but are you a Raiders fan?
Well, I'm born and bred down there. I do follow the Raiders, yes.
What did you make of yesterday's performance?
Well, I was driving home from the race, so I was getting on a WhatsApp group, getting bits and pieces of banter, and it wasn't sounding good by what I was seeing. So I checked the score when I got home, and I didn't bother watching the replay. But it's been going well the last few weeks, and it's a bit of a shame we couldn't sort of kick on there last night, but I'm sure they'll bounce back.
Yeah, hey, just for letting you go, Matty, Kieran from Canberra has just texted in. Good morning, gentlemen. I used to work for Matty Dow. He's not sending me his tips anymore. What's doing, Matty? But congratulations. Do you know Kieran?
That's why they can start at 50 to 1. If you start sending too many tips around, they don't get a 50 to 1 winner.
Exactly.
Now, Matt, before you go, sorry to keep you up. Shane from Butterham's texted in. I don't want to make false accusations, but I thought Ray had that much spray tan on. I thought it was Donald Trump doing the form.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, geez, they're up to today, Ray.
Aren't they? What? And Dino's loving this, you know. I feel sorry for the poor makeup lady. Her hard work's been absolutely...
It's gold.
Ridiculed.
Oh, geez.
Hey, look, Matty, thanks so much for doing... Hey, you had one of your children there yesterday. That must be good fun when you can take your kids along and have a winner as well.
Yeah, that's right. I had my daughter Bella with me. Yeah. So I got four kids, and I'll often bring one or two up to the races for a quick trip, and it was a fruitful day. She told me one of them will win. She had a lucky dress on, and she said one of them will win today, Dad. And I said, oh, top three would be good.
We might see might be the lucky charm. Might see a few more of the kids come along for that drive. But hey, look, Matty, congratulations with Meg winning yesterday. Sorry about your Raiders, but at least you went home a winner last night.
Very good. Thanks, guys.